Hello.
Nikki, good morning, good afternoon, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry, I was out of the office, in a different office today, so I was a little behind on my email. I got a voicemail and a tag from you in Smartsheet.
Oh, yeah, it was never mind on that one.
No, it's good. You wanted to know where the paperwork was, right?
Yeah, no, I found it.
Amazing.
For Darlene.
Yeah, for Darlene. So we don't really have a start date yet, right?
I have to check with Rachel because her assessment just got done this morning.
Right.
Actually, Perla just got back not too long ago from doing it.
Oh, nice. And also, this is the one that's the care source that we have to wait for the service plan. They said they're going to send it over by Friday, I think, right?
Let me think. No, that was LaWanda with... What's her name? Was it Heather? Because Darlene is with Direction Home. The one you're talking about is with CareStar. And she was going to talk to her supervisor to expedite it. That's with CareStar. So it was either Heather or Sophia.
Let me look at both those just to get clarity. One is the higher home care waiver. That's Heather. And other one, and Darlene has CareSource, so none of them have Passport.
No, I didn't say Passport, did I? No. Okay, CareStar.
CareStar is Ohio Home Care Waiver, right?
They all could be Ohio Care Home Waiver. It's just that if you're over 60, you'll be at Direction Home. Under 60 is CareStar.
Yeah. Let me see something over here. Okay, this is Luana. Luana's one for Heather Lexo that we cannot start. Exactly. This is the one that we cannot start until we get...
the service plan.
Yes, and that's the CareStar one, you are correct?
Yeah. Go ahead.
And then so that's with Heather. So we're waiting on that. As soon as we get it, we'll be able to start. We're hoping tomorrow. We're hoping the next day, you know?
Yeah.
And by that one, the nurse's assessment was already done. So... that was good. That was done yesterday.
The nurse assessment done for all of them, all
right.
Three of them, Heather, Sophia, and Darlene.
Right. Now, Heather, I have to ask Rachel if she found the need. Okay, now, Darlene is the one, you asked me the paperwork is, but this one, we still don't have the authorization yet, the service plan, do we?
No, we just did Darlene's today. Her assessment was done today.
So you're going to reach out to, who's going to reach out to Janelle and let her know?
Well, Janelle already knows to work on it. She was going to already work on it when I talked to her yesterday because she knows we have her and she knows we can't start without the service plan.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Very good.
And Luana is the one that's going to her supervisor from CareStar. Yep.
Let me just write over here. One is working.
So hopefully we get hers tomorrow.
Perfect. So well, this one. Oops. I wrote it the wrong one. Disregard whatever. Delete. That's for Heather. Perfect. And for Darlene, we're also, Janelle knows, and we're waiting on the service line set as well, right?
Yes. Yep.
Janelle is working on the service plan for us to begin services. RN assessment was complete today. Okay, very, very good. Thank you. I'm going to call Rachel because I just want to ask about staffing for Heather. I guess now that we know, now that also that Pearl is back, now we know the requested hours, right?
For Darlene?
Was this the one that we couldn't reach, right?
No, we were able to reach Darlene. Everything's like a go.
Heather,
Darlene
Heather.
Has her... Heather. Yes, Heather we could not reach, but Perla showed up. She let her in, and she did the assessment.
Perfect.
Yep.
And she got the hours of help of what she wanted?
Oh, yeah. She has it. Rachel has it also.
Amazing. Can we look at something in Access Care? I see that there are two entries.
Can I call you back on that one? I'm going to tell you why. We had someone call in today, and I'm trying to do this smart sheet and get – oh, man, it went away. I was typing all this stuff up because I'm trying to get it all put in there.
Okay.
And our power went out, and I'm like, okay, Nikki, just be calm and don't mess with nothing so you don't lose your page.
Okay. First of all, for smart sheets, I wanted to make something clear from yesterday. I know a lot of back and forth. I don't want you stressing over smart sheets because – if you stress over it, it's going to become the biggest hurdle
of your life. Okay?
Okay.
So I want to clarify that. No, it's back and forth. Smartsheets is a tool that it's like a CRM. It's a tool that we use. I don't want you to – you're most – for right now, you're mostly not using it. I don't want you to be, oh, my gosh, I don't know. There's so many columns. There's so much – you're right, there are. And it can give you a headache. Don't stress it, please. The more you stress it, Nikki, it's going to give you it's going to scratch every part of your body.
Okay.
Just leave it. I'll go through smart sheets with you when we're on the call together, and together we'll update things. And if I tag you, if I ask you to follow, I'll show you exactly where to go. Please update this and this, and that's it. Don't make yourself crazy right now, okay, about it. Just let it be like that. It's like a comfort tool. That's it, okay?
Okay.
So if you're going to – I want to make sure that's clear, okay?
I got you.
Okay. Great. Now for Darlene, I see in Access Care that there are two entries. Is that because one of them I made?
Yeah, you know what? That is right.
Okay. So
I'll go in and take care of it though.
Fine,
we'll have to delete.
I want you to show me how to do it.
Hold
because
on.
I see that there are two of them. Perla's here, let me see.
Hold on. Darlene. You know what? Perla might be in there right now because she had to add her notes. Darlene.
So should we wait to see where she adds her note and then we'll delete the other one?
No, because I'll know what all I put in today. Rucker, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second.
Because if you go to Access Care, there's like one of the entries has administrator name, gender, like has all the information, one of them doesn't.
Okay, so I created 311. That's today, right, or yesterday? This is the one we wanted. It was created on 311.
How do you see the created date?
So you go
lead
on
created there. Is 311.
Did you see update history?
No.
Go to where it says notes. Click on notes.
Notes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now go scroll down a little bit, but on the opposite side, and you'll see update history.
Okay. From 311, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that was done yesterday. Sorry, you know which one I'm going to delete.
Okay, and the other one was created on 39.
There you go. Delete that one since you're already on that one.
Okay, fine. But this one, Perla's on the calendar. Perla's on the calendar for initial assessment. This is where she clocked in.
Okay. So we've got to move that one in.
We'll so how do
that
I delete
one.
It?
Put it on the right one. Delete. I wonder if we can delete it. Hold on a minute. We might have to make it. Did you not make it inactive?
Nope. You're going to show me, and I'm going to learn.
Hold on a minute. Let me get to it. Okay. Also, go back. I want to show you something else. Go back to the clients and look for her. And remember when you said there's two of them?
Yeah.
Okay. You see how it just says two actives and there's nothing else going across?
Yeah. It says active, active. Right.
Yep. But then when you look at the other ones, it says active, active, Nikki, female, all that information's in there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So that's how you can tell. But hold on a minute.
But. The one that, okay, fine, yeah, you're right. Okay. So I'm going to delete this first one. The first one that has no information on top, that's the one that Pearl is on the calendar.
Yeah, and we'll just add her to the calendar for the
And you'll
other
clock
one.
Her in?
Yeah. Yep.
Fine. So how do I make this whole thing inactive?
Okay, so go to profile.
Yeah.
You see where it says status?
Yeah.
Click the drop down.
Inactive?
Uh-huh. And then put a little note in there.
Okay. Inactive effective date today. Duplicate entry. I'll allow verified visits to be canceled.
We haven't. It's fine because we're going to put her on the other one.
Okay, let me try again. Perfect, she's there. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to go in, and I'm going to put in Perla. I'm going to do plus. Let me see if I remember how to do it for today. Today's Thursday. The service is going to be, hold on, it's going to be initial assessment. It was today at 12
What's
o'clock.
Today?
Today is the 12th.
Oh, Perla has her on there for today. Oh, you thinking that's the wrong one, though.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, let me type in Perla Ramirez. It says conflict. It's fine. Sign. And the service is RN assessment billing. Save. Let's go. All right, let's save and let's refresh. There we go. Initial assessment. How do I clock her in?
Get back out of here again. Hold on, because I got out of there. Okay, so you will just go to her. Go to Perla.
Meaning I click on the calendar, which has initial assessment?
Yeah, but you got to be on Perla first. Are you on her?
What do you mean on her?
Find her. Yeah, get on her calendar. Go to Perla and get on her calendar.
No, 1 second. Right now I'm on the patient side. I should go to the caregiver side?
Yep, and you want Perla.
Hold on a second. No, I could do it from the patient side. I'm here under Darlene Rucker-Burtz, and I see how I could clock her in. So I'm going to the initial assessment on the calendar.
Okay.
I click it.
I always just go to that person. But,
you
okay,
can do
go
both.
Ahead.
Let's say I'm going to clock her in at 12 p.m. Clock out at 1 p.m. Save. Done. She's in. Okay, amazing. Okay. Very good.
All right.
So the only things we're waiting on is we're waiting on Heather and Darlene to hopefully start both of these in the next few days. And that's all for now. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.